Because in the chat, we were talking about doership and how at one point you said there is no bad and there is no good. And if people recognize that, then making decisions wouldn't be so hard because you would recognize that you're not the doer. And so this conversation took another turn where one person said, so there's nothing I can do that's good or bad. Let's contemplate on that. And I said, I don't believe that because I think there are decisions that I can make that take away my peace or that take me further from Satyam. And somebody else said, but Satyam says that you're not the doer. So basically the gist of it was that you can only do as well as you can do. So kind of let it go. Where's the balance between these two?
Your consciousness. If your consciousness is not elevated to automatically realize you're not the doer, then have the knowledge, but do your best. Mm-hmm. Because you can't push the baby at 2 months, but you can have this knowledge that at 9 months it's going to come out complete. The same here. You need to know that you are not the doer, but you have to find out who is not the doer and realize that. Until then, you have to do your best. Mm-hmm. Whether it's practice, whether it's decision, whether it is whatever it is that keeps you away from the ultimate realization that I am nobody, you have to strive for it. Mm-hmm. So neither is completely this way, neither is completely that way. Depends on where you're standing. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's the knowledge, the wisdom is very important because it is a seed. But you cannot take the knowledge or the wisdom and say, okay, this is how I am when you're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I mean, for this situation.
Bring everything here, I'm not even